This is Gloria Minot Presents.
Amit Naran is the regulatory policy advocate at the Public Citizens Congress Watch Division. This morning we're talking about Trump's deregulatory henchmen to carve out favors for corporations. That's from Public Citizen, not from me. Amit, good morning and welcome back.
Great to be with you, Gloria. Thank you.
We talk about protections being removed. We have heard so much. Why don't you explain what's happening here?
Well, there's no way to beat around the bush. This is one of the most intense deregulatory periods that our country has seen. It's kicked off in Congress with repeated votes to kill certain rules that the Obama administration put out at the end of his term, you know, clean water rules, disclosure rules when it comes to financing of oil payments abroad, and many, many, many other rules that are going to be attacked by Republicans in Congress through the use of legislation called the Congressional Review Act. In the White House, Trump is putting forth regulatory policies that we haven't seen before that are extremely radical and unworkable. Essentially, he's put out an executive order that says the enforcement of critical and very publicly popular laws like the Clean Air Act, the Clean Water Act, food safety laws, consumer protection laws, the Dodd-Frank Act that put Wall Street accountability measures in place after the financial crash, all of those can only be implemented and enforced in the least costly way possible for industry or Wall Street. Essentially, it's our government is basically becoming the least costly regulatory state for business, not the government that tries to maximize benefits and public protections when enforcing the laws. That's the simplest way to put it.
Let's take a moment to talk about what is Dodd-Frank and what are some of the protections it offers.
Sure. So Dodd-Frank was the critically important law that was passed in 2010 in the wake of the financial crash. Basically, it was an attempt to put back in place regulatory measures that had been taken away at the end of the 90s and that had allowed banks to essentially engage in reckless gambling, reckless behavior that ended up leading to the, you know, biggest recession that we've seen since the Great Depression. So this was an attempt to put back in place some of the sensible, you know, regulations and safeguards to make sure Wall Street isn't taking excessive risks and make sure that they are accountable to Main Street. Clearly, Wall Street didn't like those regulations, has been fighting them tooth and nail ever since the law was passed and the financial agencies have been implementing that law. And so now, clearly, they have their best chance at killing a lot of those Wall Street reforms because President Trump, even despite campaign promises saying that he will hold Wall Street more accountable, he will, you know, be holding Wall Street more accountable than a Clinton presidency would. He's of course filled his administration now with ex Goldman Sachs staffers and other Wall Street types. And they're all there in an attempt to try to gut essentially the Wall Street reforms that were put in place and turn our financial agencies back into the you know, kind of deregulatory minded financial agencies that we saw in the 2000s leading up to the crash. Unlikely to see you know, Wall Street bankers held accountable or put in jail under the Trump administration.
Not to mention the fact that when these deregulations come about, we can see the housing market going haywire again. I remember seeing a woman on television who said she had voted for Trump because she liked some of the things that he said he would do. She hadn't bargained on him choosing Secretary of State Tillerson as is one of his top cabinet members.
That's
under
right.
Under when he handled a mortgage conglomerate, she lost her house when he was in charge. So she wasn't pleased at all.
I mean, we keep on hearing about how regulation costs jobs. That has it exactly backwards. Deregulation costs jobs. The pain and suffering of the Wall Street crash, folks are still feeling it, and many, many lost their homes, many lost jobs. It's laughable for President Trump to say that he's for American workers and consumers and then get rid of the very safeguards that were put in place to protect workers and consumers from a reckless Wall Street. You know, when he signed this executive order on Friday, he's saying that he's doing this on behalf of American workers and consumers. It is so ironic to see him surrounded by just big business CEOs when he signed that. I think we know who's benefiting from this executive order. It's not American workers and consumers. It's certainly the big business CEOs who are not going to let any of this deregulation, you know, trickle down to American workers, like it seems to be the claim made by conservatives.
Let's discuss a moment Glass-Steagall, which is another protection that was put in place that I hear people saying often. We wish that they could bring that back. What exactly is Glass-Steagall and what did it do?
So Glass-Steagall was a very important reform made in the wake of the Great Depression, actually, in the 30s, which basically forced banks to be far more boring, essentially, in the banking that they do, to separate investment in commercial banking and to make sure that they aren't essentially doing investment banking for their own benefit, that they're serving the needs of their customers in terms of being a bank that you know, you can deposit money and have a guarantee that that money will be there waiting for you when you want to take it back out. You know, instead, essentially, banks, when Glass-Steagall was repealed, were allowed to take all of the money that was deposited, or a large amount of the money that was deposited in those institutions, and do trades with that money to benefit their own bottom line and benefit their own profits. And these trades were some of the very excessively risky, speculative trades that all went south when the housing market went south and the housing bubble burst. So it's just a very simple measure to make sure that banking is reliable, safe, and is in the best interest of consumers, not in the best interest of Wall Street and their ability to jack up profits by speculative trading. Of course, it's obvious that Wall Street wants to get rid of this so they can go back to the days of making money and having an implicit promise that they'll get bailed out if they get into any trouble by the government.
With our tax dollars.
That's right.
Yes. Any final word before we conclude?
It is time for the public to rise up in opposition to this very intense and radical and unprecedented deregulatory agenda. You know, folks are very active these days and are sharing their displeasure with the variety of things that the Trump administration is doing. They should be looking at how getting rid of public protections and making it harder to enforce laws that are critical to protecting the public is going to hurt them, and then they should engage on those issues.
Would you give a website for additional information?
Sure. I hope folks will go to our coalition website, the Coalition for Sensible Safeguards, www.sensiblesafeguards.org.
Amit Narang, Regulatory Policy Advocate at Public Citizens Congress Watch. Thank you so much for being my guest.
Always, Gloria. Thank you.
Take care.